Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
Sometimes it boggles my mind why people don't see what's right in front of them. And you know who I'm talking about? Ray Gunn.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Calvin Cato.
Well, that too. Calvin Cato, he was good. He was a different kind of guy, but good. Ray Gunn, the Olympic breaking legend. You know, remember her, Figgy?
Legend.
Yeah. Legend. She's retired from breaking.
Ah, after the long story career.
But here we go. Salute. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
She screwed up. Do you realize?
God bless her.
Wait, what did she screw up? I want to understand where you're.
This
coming
is
from
where
here.
My confession. I think
she did the right thing.
I think there is no way, no how, she should have ever retired. Do you realize how much money she could have made as an NBA halftime show?
Oh, that would not have happened.
Oh, for sure she would have made it. She'd have been as big as Red Panda.
Oh, absolutely. No, that's slanderous. What? Red Panda is an actual artiste.
Yeah, and so's Ray Gunn.
No.
Mm-mm. No, but here's the thing. People would have loved watching her at NBA halftime.
She did her scam already.
Do her breaking.
And now she's getting out.
But
now
they would have watched it ironically. They would have watched it comically.
She is retired because her scam has been unveiled,
she
right?
She could have... Every arena in the NBA would have paid her money.
I don't think so.
Hell yes. Ain't would no you have way. Watched Ray Gunn at a halftime? 713-572-46.
Don't get on here lying.
The answer
don't
is...
Don't get on the five-hour energy fan line lying. Do not get out here and disparage stand the fan.
Yeah.
And 5 hour energy by lying about watching no Ray Gunn on this text line. I swear.
Fans would have loved it. It would have made all the highlight shows. Oh, halftime of Spurs Rockets, Ray Gunn put on a show, and she's doing all that funky crap that she does.
Nah, she scammed her way to the Olympics.
And she could have kept scamming.
Why are you encouraging scamming?
Because there's money to be made out there, brother.
Unbelievable. Somebody said I'd watch one. I am doing more understanding of my relationship to the passing of time, my relationship to the passing of time. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna say like, oh, this is how I know I'm old. That's not really it, but I'm getting a better understanding. Like, oh, okay, this is how these things feel. Mm-hmm. And one of those, this is something that I started already getting an idea, but it was crystallized once more last night. John Morant is an incredible athlete. We're not talking about that other thing, but like on the court, just. Incredible athlete.
He know how to shoot.
Yeah.
Well,
wow.
All right.
Oh,
all right,
wow.
Fam. I'm talking about a jumper.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to shoot.
And when you think of John Morant, the first thing you think about is a jumper, right? The first thing you think about is leaping ability, which he has in spades. And he did that last night, except he took a big fall. Mm-hmm. And it sent him to the locker room. And those are my worst feelings, like, confirmed. Because anytime I see, like, leapers, mm-hmm. my instant reaction is not amazement anymore. It is concern.
Yes.
It is like... Ooh, land softly. Mm-hmm. Don't hurt your knees.
You watch too much Anthony Davis. That's what that is.
Man,
every time that brother fall, I'll be like, oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Is he okay? Dude, like, that happens all the time.
Yeah. Derrick Rose, we saw a lot of just that leap ability and then the landing. We saw how that
Dwayne Wade perfected it.
Yeah, where you saw all of that impact taken on knees.
Oh, he's
and all those
limping
things.
Bad.
Yeah.
I don't know how these guys stand up after him.
Yeah.
Like, consistently, I don't know how they get up.
They ain't no soft floor.
No, they're not. They're literally called hardwood floors. Yeah. And so, yeah, that for me, I realized, okay, like I have my relationship with time has taken me to a place where I no longer am just amazed by, yo, this is incredible that humans are taking flight in this way. And now I'm like, please land soft.
Yeah,
don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, that looked like it hurt. Just imagine if I told you this, to just jump up in the air and fall on the ground.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, by you got to get up and run full speed to play defense.
That's right. Like, it's incredible. No. Just when you break down a lot of the sports things that are happening and you make them simple, like, hey, offensive line is get in this 3-point stance and just hold it. And then until we tell you to go. And then when you go, you got to stop a 300-pound person who runs a sub-5.40 from doing stuff.
Or the cornerbacks run backwards and stop this athlete from running full speed at
exactly.
you.
It's wild.
Yeah.
But yes, I am no longer in the immediate amazement on leapers. I am like, please be safe.
Yeah.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm not down with people trying to scam other people. And
unlike
stuff like
certain
that
people in here.
Wouldn't have been a scam.
Yeah, so I'm not down with that, but I love a good celebrity that gets hacked on social media, man.
Oh, I know who
like,
you're talking about.
Just like a good, funny hack. So Skip Bayless got hacked.
He sure did.
I'm not sure if he got his account back. But I would just read this timeline, and I'm going to read some of the tweets this person said. So clearly he is hacked because this tweet said, I just want to apologize to LeBron. He owns me. I'm just an old, I don't know if I should
bad
say
words,
that.
Bad words, bad
yeah.
words.
Who has nothing going on with his life.
Wow.
I'm sorry, King LeBron. So clearly he was hacked right there.
I knew he was hacked the first 5 words.
Yeah. I just want to apologize to LeBron.
Well, I mean, probably could stop that. I would just want to apologize. How many times has that happened?
First 3 words.
The next tweet said, Ninja can't even get his Twitter back. What a R word, LOL. Yeah. It's been hours and I'm bored as bleep.
Mm-hmm.
And this ninja has not gotten his account back. This is crazy.
Well, it's like, I saw that and I was like, you know, you could just log off, right? Like,
yeah.
He's like, I have to stay here until the police get here. Like, no, you can just leave.
Yeah, just out.
You can just leave.
And this is my favorite right here. This is the next tweet. By the way, Skip talks to escorts in his Twitter DMs.
That's crazy.
I do think he's really lonely and needs some soul searching.
Poor
guy.
This is the real psychological warfare. Because whether he does or not, that's always, we're never going to be able to wipe that off of his.
Yeah, nah,
you're
yeah.
always going to have that in the back of your mind that maybe, just maybe, he'd be out here DMing escorts.
Yeah. Hey, don't nobody care about the truth. The lie's more entertaining.
Always.
So, always. Poor guy. But I like that type of stuff.
No, that's a funny one. So,
yeah, like if you're trying to scam PlayStations and all that stuff, click this link, you'll get a. Like, I'm not cool with that.
Yeah,
but
that's
when
you're
just doing stuff like this, man, I get a good laugh out of it. Watch this.
You know, normally if I walked into the studio, this studio where we're broadcasting.
Oh, no. Yeah, why are you sitting right there, man?
I'm sitting across from Reggie. Just hold on. And the microphone to my right is in two pieces. The microphone across from me, the zip ties broke again, and that one I can't use. Normally, you know, I'd come in, I'd be like, kind of, you know, put out, kind of bothered. But I'm not. Because I know, you know, Odyssey is a great company, and I know they couldn't possibly be, you know, focusing all their resources somewhere else on this floor, right?
All right.
ISO!
You are on your own lonesome. I would not have gone here at all.
I mean, like when something happens in a studio, we have a great crew. Y'all are all backing away.
Clear out! let them cook.
ISO!
Cowards. ISO! I'm working with a couple of cowards right now because we have a great crew. I mean,
you
all
want the lane. Go ahead and take
it. Come on. Come on, LeBron Lopez.
All of them. Like Colin, I mean, just go down the list, you know, Aaron, all of them. They're great. Andy is a legend. So I'm not really bothered because I know, you know, they would be here immediately and they're not going to focus, you know, the company's not going to focus any resources anywhere else on this floor, right? So they'll get here as soon as they can.
They already gave you an answer as to why this is the way it is.
Right,
come
guys?
On, come on, explain what's going on, man.
You with me? You with me?
Mm-mm, not at all. You on your lonesome. I just got basketball takes to get off in this segment. I don't know what you're doing right now.
Hey, the microphone in here, good.
Is
so
it?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got hoops take. That's
hey,
all I got.
Hey, one out of three microphones is working right here where I usually sit, so that's okay.
Hey, that's all that matters,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's all right.
Unbelievable. Watch this. These are my confessions. I don't fully understand Big Vic's shot selection. Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs were in town.
They're talking a lot about that.
Yeah, they were in town, and he is the latest in this evolution of just like alien monsters, if you will, in the NBA, where you just got this dude that's big,
mm-hmm.
but also has guard skills. Like, obviously, KD is the dude who has perfected this to the highest level, at least that we've seen. And the idea is, well, maybe Victor Wembanyama can do even more.
Mm-hmm.
What's tough is like he's being guarded with like wings players. Dylan Brooks is one of these guys, but other teams are doing similar things where they're guarding him with. And it's just like, I understand he's not super strong yet. He added a good amount of muscle over the offseason, but like he's not the dude who's just going to back somebody down. And I'm not sure if you want to. Like, I don't know if that's analytically the best way of going about it. But also analytically, I don't know if this best thing is him jacking up these threes out here. Like, you too damn
tall.
Well,
that's what they want him to do. That's what you answered your own question. I mean, they're defending with the smalls because they want him.
Well, yeah.
You know, they want him to
shoot.
Which
is, all right, cool. But like the whole idea of sports is, hey, I understand what you want me to do and I'm going to go impose my will in some ways. And I'm not like, the idea of being able to shoot will be incredibly good for him, right? Because it makes
and
it
he
so
is
that
a good shooter.
You begin picking your poison. Yeah. But that being the preference.
But he hasn't been a good shooter.
I don't understand that, right? Like, you got to start by making this real tough inside. And then, you know what I mean? When people are like, oof, we can't deal with that. You need to get out there. And then you whip the you know what. With these shots out here as well. It just feels like there's not enough.
You should just post up those little dudes.
Yeah, I mean, and give I hate to be ball, that guy. I sound like Shaq and Charles.
Lane. Yeah. Well, just, you know, you just need to dominate.
Right? Like, I'm not trying to do that, but, like, it does feel like, what's the point in being 7 foot 37 if you're just going to be out here on the perimeter and letting people get away with it? Now, you got to go and pose.
No, I agree.
And 713 says, remember, Wemby is Ralph Sampson, and I feel like even Ralph was a little bit more aggressive. I know that
the game was different, and he had to be down on the block a lot.
Yeah,
and
I know that people kind of gave him the, kind of talked to him about him maybe being a little soft or whatever, not wanting to be down there.
Mm-hmm.
But at least he could give you that, and you're right. The game was different.
Yeah.
My thing about it is, like, you got to at least start there before we head out here because, again, what is the point of being so damn tall if you just don't let people off the hook? Watch this.
These are my confessions. Man, I'm a little disappointed because so today my wife is working. She's working out in Baytown, and she was gonna meet up with some friends out there for dinner. And so I'm like, cool, I could go somewhere where I want to go.
You're darn right, you
go
can
go on my own. Well, them plans got changed.
Oh no,
so
what happened?
Dinner got canceled. Somebody wasn't feeling good. So she hit me up saying, you know what? We can have dinner together now. So I'm like, oh man.
Oh, your personal time just got eaten.
Yeah, man. I'm just like, man, I kind of just want to go on my own, man. Because it's some spots I can't go to with her because she's not a fan of these spots. So she's not a seafood person.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah, so.
You know what's weird? I mean, that's a whole topic. But what's weird about what you're saying? Like, when your better half says, I'm just going to go spend some time with some friends and have dinner. You don't even blink, right?
Nope.
If you said the exact same thing to her,
I want to go.
I just want to go out. I just want to go out with some buddies or go by myself. What's going on?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
For some reason, women.
What's her name?
Yeah. For some reason, whenever women take off, they think you, like, they want you to do something.
Yes.
But soon as you like, hey, you know what? I'm gonna go out on my own. Mm-hmm. Then it's always an issue. It's like, man, like, you know how many times, like, you take off, I just go home and chill.
Yeah.
And just be by myself. Like, I'm not having a party at this house.
Exactly.
I'm not calling nobody. I'm literally sitting here doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. One more quick confession here. You two are a bunch of cowards.
Why?
You two are a couple of cowards.
What happened? What happened?
You know why.
My microphone worked. I don't know what you're talking about.
Throwing me out on that island. Hell, you're dropping me on the island and keep flying.
Wait, hold on. You acting like
you drove to the island.
That's what I'm saying. You acting like we loaded up the plane.
No, what you did was you told us to get in the car. You drove us to this island we didn't want to go to.
My confession was, I'm not worried. I'm not upset.
We not getting out this car.
Because I know it's a high priority here. I know it. It's got to be, right?
I mean, it's working for me.
Reggie, hey, you having problems with your mic?
I'm doing great here.
Hey, I'm not having problems with my mic.
My problems are ones that I brought in the door with me. I don't know what you're talking about. But those are our lunchtime confessions. And again, we will leave Lopez out to dry once more. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us on this Thursday. It is In Loop. Coming up next, let's do our what's become a Thursday staple, a little buy or sell. Are you buying or selling what these various people in sports are trying to give to you? We'll do that next.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.